Yesterday we began Siman Dalad, the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, and we were dealing with the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim in the morning. We saw the opinion of the Rosh that was in order to see to it that your hands are clean when you daven. According to the Rashba, this was because you're beginning your day of service to Hashem, and the right way to begin is by washing your hands the way the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash and washing from the Kiyar. We saw that at the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah told us the ideal was you get up, you wash Negel Vasser first, use the washroom, get dressed, wash again before you start davening, and say the bracha, preferably together with other brachas. This way you fulfill both opinions. We also saw the Ramah with the bracha of Asher Yatzar, and then the Shulchan Aruch told us that one can actually say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. He brought two opinions, but the way we came out, you can even say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, even though you did not fulfill all of the requirements for Netilas Yadayim for a meal. Now, in today's Amud, the Machaber takes something of a break from the Rosh and Rashba's Netilas Yadayim, and is dealing with the washing of one's hands for the sake of getting rid of the Ruach Ra. The Machaber says, Yedakteik laros alehim mayim gimopam. Be careful to pour water on them three times to get rid of the Ruach Ra that is on the hands. When we sleep, there is this Ruach Ra that hovers over us, lingers, and when we get up in the morning, that is left only in the fingers, so that's why we're supposed to wash our hands. So he says that we've got to wash three times in order to get rid of this Ruach Ra. Once is not enough, you've got to pour three times. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that we do it three times, but you do one hand, second hand, then the first, and the second. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah goes into just how one washes his hands. You're supposed to hold your hands up, ready to accept the water. It means each hand, you pour the water with your hand up and your fingers out, preferably washing the entire hand till the wrist. If not, then until the ends of the fingers, at least that much. So on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, for example, where we're not allowed to wash the rest of our hands, we just wash our fingers. Similarly, one who does not have enough water can wash just his fingers if he doesn't have enough to wash his hands, and we rely on that as far as getting rid of the Ruach Ra. So this is the washing of the hands for the sake of getting rid of Ruach Ra. This has nothing to do with the other washing. This is the first washing that we do when we get up. Now the Machaber then goes further, and he says, Lo yiga biyodo kod natil lepeh, one should not touch his mouth, lo lechotim, not his nose, lo leoznayim velo leinayim. You should not be touching your mouth, your nose, your ears, and your eyes. And the Mishnah Berurah even brings down that it's preferable that you don't even touch your eyelids with your closed eyes, meaning even your eye from the outside, because the Ruach Ra that is on you before you wash Negel Vasser is dangerous for these things. In the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down that there are those who say that the same halacha would apply if one relieves himself and he's wiping himself. So any other orifice should also not be touched with hands that have Ruach Ra, because it is dangerous, it goes into the body. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes a little bit further, and he says, Afilu misha not al yodav, even once you've washed your hands, lo yemashmesh mepi atabas tamid. So one should not go and regularly touch himself from where he relieves himself, because it's unhealthy. It can give one hemorrhoids. Lo yiga b'mokom hakozo shamishmu shayad mazik lachabur. He's referring to one who's got a wound from bloodletting. In other words, wherever you've got an open wound, you should not be touching there also, because it is bad for it. Today, one may say that perhaps the issue is germs, but for all we know, the Mishnah Berurah is discussing something else. It may be something ruchani, it may be something spiritual. We do not know. Then he goes further. Lo yiga begigis shechor. One should not touch a barrel of beer, because touching the barrel of beer will ruin the beer. Now, what is this talking about? So in the Bir Halachi, he brings the two opinions, Imshat and the Gemara. One is that it's never good to handle beer. Touching beer is not good for the beer. We're talking about beer that is brewing there, beer that is in the process of fermenting, and you're ruining it. You're ruining the beer. But there's another pshat, and that is that we're talking about before you wash Negel Vasser, and touching it is going to give Ruach Ra to the beer. What's the difference between beer and anything else? So Lamaisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out is like this. He brings in the name of the Chayei Adam, that if someone touched beer before washing Negel Vasser, it should not be drunk. With regard to all other food, because the Gemara is careful to use the case of beer alone, with regard to other food, although you should avoid touching food before washing Negel Vasser, one does not have to refrain from eating the food if he did indeed touch it. In other words, we take beer as an example, lichatchila, in what you shouldn't touch, but b'dieved, we take it as the specific case that Chazal said it about. So don't touch beer before you wash Negel Vasser, and if you did, don't drink it. And don't touch any other food before you wash Negel Vasser, but if you did, you can eat the food. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down, I believe it's a Malbim, that one should wash the food if he actually touched it before washing Negel Vasser. Obviously, this will only work for some food. If you touched a fruit or vegetable, you can wash it. That would not work if you touched a slice of bread. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also mentions that women should wash hands for sure because they touch food too, aside from the fact that they also have this mitzvah, but also children. According to the Mishnah Berurah, even an infant should be washed because he touches food. Now, this is a chiddush, because the pashtus would have been, like everything else, what it is that a child has to do is dependent on him reaching the age of chinuch. Chinuch for any mitzvah that doesn't involve becoming some great philosopher, where you don't really have to understand what you're doing, the time for chinuch there is as soon as the child is old enough to actually complete the action. So in the case of washing Negel Vasser, higiyah lo chinuch would pashtus be the time that a child is old enough to wash himself. Now that would be the higiyah lo chinuch. Whereas, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you should see to it to wash his hands even earlier because he does touch food. The question is how zealous one really has to be if lots of other food that we have in the house was touched by Jews that don't wash Negel Vasser. That is a real issue to bring up. But as far as the Mishnah Berurah is concerned, you have to make sure that you wash even the kid's hands because he touches food. And obviously he's also touching his eyes and everything else. Next, the Mechaber goes back to the halachas of Netilas Sudaim in the morning. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch went off on a tangent. He discussed the halachas of washing your hands to get rid of Ruach Ra. Now he's going back to the beginning of Siman Dalet, where he taught us the halachas of washing first thing in the morning. The Rosh and the Rajbah's explanations, which is that you're washing because you're beginning your day's service to Hashem, or you're about to daven, you have to make sure your hands are clean. So he says here, Ein sorech revius l'netilas yadayim l'tfilah. You do not need a revius for netilas yadayim for davening. Before, he did not beferish say revius. He only said that water that was pusel is kosher. Now he's telling us, not only is it the quality of the water, but also the amount of water, the quantity of water. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that la halacha we hold that not only is this good for netilas yadayim for tefillah, but this also works to get rid of ruach ra. You do not need a revius of water. There is no shear for the amount of water you need in order to get rid of the ruach ra. The next halacha, and here too, the Shulchan Aruch is referring to washing first thing in the morning for davening. And he says, Tov, it is a good thing to be makbid, that the water you're using should have all of the halachas that it does for washing for the meal. But he says, the Ramah says, b'dieved, it is not ma'akev. And remember, this means that we even will say a bracha v'al netilas sudayim for it. And the same thing is going to work for ruach ra. And he mentions, lo keli, if you don't have a keli, lo koach gavra, you did not have a human being pouring the water, and all the other things that will pass Netil Sudaim for the meal. So the halach is, l'chathchila, for davening, in order to say the bracha of al Netil Sudaim, you should really use water that is kosher for Netil Sudaim. You should use a keli. You should have a human being pouring it, whether it's yourself, whether it be somebody else. You should l'chathchila. But we will be able to say al Netil Sudaim as long as you had water and you washed your hands. Similarly, to get rid of the roach ra, as long as it was water, and you washed your hands three times each, and b'di'evid, even if you just washed your fingers, you will have gotten rid of the ruach ra, so that both in terms of your ability to be able to daven, your ability to say until sedayim, even though it doesn't have all of the halachas of the water for the meal, the halacha is that you are allowed to, and getting rid of ruach ra as well. So especially if you find yourself in a place where these things are not readily available, as long as you have some water to be able to wash each hand three times, you can get rid of the ruach ra on your hands. So based on that, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can, if you do not have a keli, you can just go to the tap and wash your hands, and this way you have washed your hands for davening, and you can actually say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. The bracha of al netilas yadayim for before davening, you're mekayim the Rush and the Rashba with this, even though you had no kli altogether, and you just use the tap.